somebody here?
Amrit Kaur.
Hi, Amrit. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What an amazing, amazing time you had, right?
Oh, my goodness. It absolutely has been.
Oh.
And are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Okay. I have some things to tell you while we have a moment.
Okay. Be sure you know that this is recorded.
Oh. That's okay. Oh. So it'll go on the website, right? Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I'll wait till after then.
Okay.
I forgot that part.
And you had a wonderful experience taking Amrit, right?
I did. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Oh.
I got to watch the whole setup from the very beginning. All the way through to the very end, and it was amazing.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
It was just priceless. It makes me wonder why I waited so long, but timing is always everything. So I guess everything was perfect as it was.
Yeah. So you could really feel the energies.
Everything. I still can.
Uh huh. What does it feel like?
It's just incredibly powerful. You can feel the vibration changing. I feel like a very, very different person.
Oh, how fabulous.
Very, very different person. And actually, when I go by the clothes that I wore for Amrit,
yeah,
I can feel all the vibration coming off of them.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, who else came online?
Sadanam.
Say it again, please.
Sadanam.
Oh, hi, Sadanam.
Hi.
Welcome. And who else?
Inder.
Hi, Inder. Glad to have you.
I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you know, Bubba City Tund has been talking to people this week and last week, and it's just amazing what's been going on. I guess you two have both had appointments, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh, good. So, Inder, what was the result of yours?
Well, I got a little book about him.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
good.
I've been doing the heart breath and using it with my mantra that he taught me of Guru Ramdas.
Mm-hmm. Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ramdas, Guru. Uh-huh.
Yes. And,
Satnam.
Come
on, Inder.
Oh, so I try to keep him in my mind, in my heart when I go to work and in my day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brought up more sweetness and softness in me, I do believe. I feel like I'm on the right path, and it's given me more direction, and I think I want another session.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Well, you know how to sign up. I'm going to tell everybody how to sign up. You go to www.soulanswer.com/BSC for Bubba City Tund, BSC underscore healing, healing dot html.
That's
good. Okay, it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
He is fun. He's different with each person. He's quite amazing.
I like his humor, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Hargobin.
Hello.
Hi. Well, welcome, everybody.
How are you doing?
Good. How is everybody here?
Good. Hi. This is Jagvir from California.
Hi, dear. Satnam.
Hi. Satnam.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jagvir. Hi. Oh, what a lovely community. Love City Tund. He's just reveling in this. Okay. So, everybody, please sit up straight. Palms together at the center of the chest, and inhale and exhale, and keep up the breath as you focus at the third eye. This is a very important part of these talks, and of course any time you do any meditation, but especially here. So we're asking you to tune in yourself. Eyes at the third eye point, long deep breath.
allow yourself to totally relax. Totally relax. Give up all that other stuff. Now is your time. Your time. And inhale to begin.
Uh,
He's saying so many things at once. Okay, one thing at a time. He says, you know how recently, over the past year, everyone has been, he says, nailed to the floor, against the wire, as we would say, and having to deal with all of our old programs that don't work anymore. In other words, we have felt the difficulties, the habits in our lives, the difficult habits, and we have had to clear them out, find out what is the truth, go to neutrality and live them. He says, as you do that, he says, the tables are switching now. He says, so many people have done such good work that that the tables are switching now into what he's calling the miraculous mode. Now, he says, we call it miracles, he says, but what's really happening is, because the times are speeding up so quickly, he says the synchronicities are speeding up really, really quick. We don't have to spend hours, days, years in developing, developing our life, developing the scenarios of our life. He said things will come out of what appears to be thin air. But he says the reason for that is kind of like, in this time of switchover so far, he says, imagine a really good slingshot. He says, where you put the little rock in the, he calls it a harness, and you pull it way back, way back. He says, that's where we have been. We have been clearing stuff. He says, now in this new time, he says, that energy is going to be allowed to be let go so that that full potential that we've experienced and being held back to clear out, he says, is going to propel us so quickly through what we might call our destinies and our soul work. He says, that's what that means is that that's just the reason why we came to Earth. He says, everybody came to Earth at this particular time in their souls, knowing everything that would happen, and gleefully came. Well, some kind of dragged their feet, but anybody on this phone call, he says, gleefully came, and he says, are finding it the most precious and important time of lifetime. You will be surprised at how quickly things occur.
Amen.
Okay, so now he's okay. So I'm asking him how's the best way to handle that. He says, don't get overawed and shocked by what you call miracles. He says, don't lose time in getting shocked. He says, he says that the old stuff continues to come up, you know, the things that hold us back, that keep our psyches wound up. He says, of course, heal them immediately. He says, use those mantras. Those mantras take those charges out of things and allow you to open. He says, do your yoga, do your devotions, do your... He says, whatever spiritual path you practice, he says, understand that it's not the exterior, signs and symbols, that's not quite right, the empty practice of those spiritual practices. He says, it is the down deep from your heart, from your being, you're allowing yourself to move into the most precious aspect of who you are, into your...
Inder?
Hello?
Hello, this is Inder.
Satnam?
Satnam.
Hi, I'm not sure what happened. The conference was actually going on, and then all of a sudden I was disconnected from it, saying it was over.
Yeah, me too.
It was over.
I think that Phoebe Gian's phone got disconnected. There was some sound, and then she got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was disconnected, and I just dialed back, so there's no conference?
Well, we'll give
you
a chance.
Yeah, me just dialed back.
Hi, Jake Barr. It's Ender.
Hey.
Hello. We're waiting for Gian to come back on.
Yeah, my phone also got disconnected. Like they said, the conference is over, so I had to dial back.
Yeah.
I just stayed on the line, and it came back for me to punch in the number again.
Oh. That's what happened with me, too.
Yeah.
Mercury is retrograde right now, so.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, here we're Siri.
It was so weird. Did it say the conference had left, or what, you know? It was very strange the way.
It said she left. The organizer has left.
Yeah, the organizer has left.
Maybe Bobby Gaia had a different role for her today.
Gaia, is that you?
It's Amrit Kaur.
No, I don't know who's talking. This is a Harry Ender. Is that Gaia?
I wonder if we should hang up and then redial. Maybe she's...
No,
I just redialed and
it sounded like an electric problem. Maybe there would have been a lightning or something in her area.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, what would she do?
She would figure
have a sing long time son or something, right? So that we don't just end it in a emptiness.
I think she'll be back on. She has a cell phone. That she might call in on.
She has a cell phone. She can come in and tell us what to do.
Yeah. Just give her a minute or two to see if she can get
We can do Ramadasa.
Probably something at her end, you know, with the connection.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny that we're all here and she's not.
Maybe she planned it that way.
Maybe Bobby's
Yeah, she just mentioned about miracles. You don't know what miracle it is about.
What's Baba City Chan say?
Well, where's everyone from? I live in Windsor.
I'm in Orlando.
New Jersey.
Alaska.
Florida.
California.
Gotta be cold in Alaska.
It's interesting because I had like the message before we even started that we weren't going to be hearing anything from him today. And then all of a sudden she got that.
I couldn't find my notebook where I write down all my notes on it.
You were right.
Did anybody had healing with Baba Siri Chan?
I have.
It was wonderful.
It was last week I did it. It was unbelievable. Did he give you Gobinda Mukhande?
No, he gave me Guru Ram Das. Guru Guru Wahe Guru Guru Ram Das Guru.
Oh.
That's nice too. They're all good.
I have an appointment tonight for that.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. It went away. Did it go away?
Yeah.
You got zapped.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He says, well, the energy was just too high, he said.
Yes.
He had to do something. So I'm talking along, and then I say, does anybody get it? And there's no sound. Oh, my God.
It sounded like you got zapped by lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
okay.
So I didn't hear anything.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I'm glad you all called back in. So where did we leave off?
With the miracles.
Well, and then
to release.
Not doing any empty practices.
Right.
Okay. Oh, my God. There was a lot after that. I was really on a roll. Okay. Okay, so let's go back. He says, he says in this very fast time, he says, do not blame or judge anyone. He says, anybody that you would normally judge as like a perpetrator or
you know, the last administration, we spent a lot of time blaming. He says, don't blame, don't judge, don't waste your time. He says, everyone plays their part. Instead, bless them. Bless them mightily, because if you got stuck in the blaming or the judging aspect, he said that would shut you down from your understanding, allowing this free-flowing energy to move through you. He says what he needs, what all the light beings need, is to allow this free-flowing energy to move through you. So even though there is an acknowledgement on the human scale of what is happening, he says, don't blame. He says, send the greatest kindness that there could be, and that is their only salvation, or the salvation of whatever is happening. He says in this, and then he says, the people who are having great difficulties or so on, for instance, like people who gave up their lives during 9/11, he says, do not, well, he says do. He says they may have a certain kind of shock from passing over quickly. He says, hold on to your center and allow this beautiful energy to go through you to them. He says, in their souls, everyone has picked out their destiny. And some people have picked out the extraordinary destiny of moving quickly through what he calls the vapors, what is the elements of creation. He says some people have picked out that destiny. So thank them. Thank them kindly for participating. And then also thank kindly anybody for participating. It's a very quick time. And the challenge is to stay within your center. To not get, allow yourself to get pulled off track as with emotions, worry, what's happening, the temptation to move back into old habits and old ways of thinking. No, it's no longer an option. He says we are on a very fast train. He's showing me back in the 50s, they were doing experiments with going through the sound barrier, and they make a track in the desert, in the Mojave Desert, and make this sled, very high speed sled with a jet on the back, and put a guy in there and break the sound barrier. He says it's kind of like that. He says so the only way to do this is to go into what he calls timelessness, and timelessness resides in the present. The total present. You know, the Zen idea of now, he says now is your access to infinity. He says there's no holding back. It's a place of total relaxation, a total total place of infinity. If you have ever been in, for instance, I was in a car accident that happens very quickly, but time slowed down so that 1 second seemed like 3 minutes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
It will be more like that. He says, so just relax. Relax into the present, and that's how you handle this very great speed and very great quick creative circumstances that are coming up. Is that clear to everybody? Are you there?
Is there a reason why we're going
fast?
Okay, good,
you're there. Okay, huh?
Is there a reason why it's going fast? I mean,
well, because
I know we're doing that, but
Because the energies are different. The energies of the Piscean age were quite comparatively slow and sluggish. Okay? And people who have lived in the Aquarian age for a while will look back and say, oh my God, it took them how long to, what, invent printing? It took them how long to figure out that wars were not a good idea? Well, we never did in the Piscean age.
Right.
The energies of it, the creative energies, are just comparatively sluggish. And so for us, it seems like a huge change where, in fact, we are going to a place of pure naturalness. For instance, we know that if you send healing energy, if you send thought patterns to, say, someone who's on the other side of the world, they get it immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same kind of thing. We're moving much more into the experience of that.
Can I
any
ask
other
a question about 9/11?
Huh?
Can I ask a question about the 9/11 comment?
Okay.
Does he mean that anyone who dies quickly, because a lot of people who find out they're sick and have cancer die within a month lately, it seems. Are we not to judge their death? Are we to bless them above that?
Say it again. Are we not to judge what?
Or death of dying so fast or not overcoming the cancer? Is that kind of what he meant?
Oh, absolutely. Don't judge anybody. That's a very good question. Do not judge. There's no way, unless you're going deep in an, if you are understanding it on a very deep intuitive level, there's no way to really to judge from your head what's going on with another person, and especially a person who is dealing with a great difficulty and sickness and passing over. There's no way to judge it.
Right.
You know, it may be that their soul said, we've done what we needed to do here on Earth. Now let's find a way to quick move on and work on another level. It may be like that.
So all the people who passed away at 9/11,
uh-huh.
we could bless them for completing their journey. They were all part of a greater plan.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it will be. So don't get hung up in saying, oh, what a terrible thing. Oh, and it's not that you are not compassionate, but that you don't get stuck in fear and fright and hurt and confusion, that kind of thing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good question. Okay, I would love to talk more about this, but we are coming to the end here. Does that explain it for people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to have the closing song. By the way, if I forgot last week to do the closing song, if I forget again, please somebody remind me, okay? I don't always remember things. Okay. So now, please put your palms together and breathe long and deep. Breathe long and deep and feel yourself in that place of now, that place of total neutrality. It's not numbness. It's neutrality. It's the zero point. And that is where all potential is. That's where it all is. Just allow yourself to be relaxed totally in total neutrality. That's where Baba Siddhi Chand lives. That's where your soul lives. Guru Ram Dass, the Sri Sivananda, all the beings, all the light, all the angels, all the energy live in this place of total relaxation and total neutrality. Breathe and be there. Or be here, I should say. Remember, be here now. That's it. And inhale to begin. May the long time sun shine upon you, all around you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Bless you all. Feel this infinity that moves through you. Understand that if this is your normal self from now on, this you are cognizant of and you live as. Bless everyone. God bless you all. Satnam, dearest, thank you so much for coming to ground the call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you. Bye.